This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Last week, we began an in-depth look at charter schools in Delaware with an overview of the charter landscape. Specifically, since the state put in place its charter school performance framework 2.5 years ago to better track how charters perform academically, financially, and in school management. This week, contributor Larry Nagengast looks at the challenges facing 5 new charters coming online in the fall: Delaware Design Lab, Delaware Met, First State Military Academy, Great Oaks, and Frieri Charter School. His piece is currently at DelawarePublicMedia.org, and he joined me this week to talk more about what he found.
The next major question to be answered by the 5 schools that are expected to come online this coming fall is enrollment, and those answers will come in just over a week on April 1st. What do these schools need to show in terms of enrollment, and what do we expect to see?
The guidelines, the rules that the state has is that the schools show that they have 80% of their projected enrollment confirmed by the 1st of April. Whether this happens, is going to vary a little bit from school to school. And although the date is on the calendar and it's a benchmark, it's not an absolutely firm mm-hmm. date either. The First State Military Academy down in Clayton is almost certain to hit it. We'll probably, and they're telling me that they will have a waiting list by the time they finish processing everything. Great Oaks Charter in Wilmington, which is admitting 6th graders only, looks to be in pretty good shape. The other three, which are high schools, it's a little more difficult to predict with them. All three of the schools are optimistic, but in some respects they're competing with each other, and there are also other charter high schools out there to which some of these same students may have applied.
Originally, 4 of these 5 new charters were going to open in Wilmington. One of them, the Delaware Design Lab High School, changed its plans. It has moved out into the suburbs. Why is that?
Well, last year, both Design Lab and Delaware Met, 2 high schools, were scheduled to open in Wilmington in the fall of 2014. Both of them ran into problems with site selection, and they couldn't get started in time for 2014. Delaware Met eventually found a location in Wilmington. Design Lab did too, but the details essentially didn't work out. They were originally going to go into the old Kumba Academy building on Market Street. Mm-hmm. They wound up deciding late last year, early part of this year, that they were going to take a lease at the old Faith City Christian School site in Christiana, opposite Christiana Mall, mm-hmm. which had previously been the original location for the Delaware Academy for Public Safety and Security, another charter school which eventually moved from Faith City down to the Newcastle area. So what happened with Design Lab, Christina Alvarez, the school's founder, tells me they were having trouble drawing students to the Wilmington location. And Alvarez, you know, really thought that Wilmington was a great place if you're interested in design and architecture. It was right next to Delaware College of Art and Design, where they were going to have a partnership lined up. Great location, she thought, but the parents weren't signing up their kids. The reason she finds out is that there were a lot of parents who, for safety reasons, were reluctant to send to Wilmington. They announced them that they're going to be located in the suburbs. All of a sudden, enrollments pick up. Christina Alvarez says that they're robust right now. She's not saying what the number is, but she's saying the applications are robust. The majority of the students that are applying are from the Bear and Newark areas as well. So in any case, Design Lab's situation, the Wilmington location turned out to be not the advantage that they originally perceived it to be. It looks as though they're going to be better off with their numbers by having a suburban location.
So site location always seems to be an issue. And one of the 3 schools that is going to open in Wilmington is also facing some issues with its location. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is the Frieri Charter School. And Frieri is one that has had a successful operation at a couple of locations in Philadelphia. It's making its first appearance in Delaware this year. They settled on the location, the old Blue Cross Blue Shield headquarters building, which is on West 14th Street, right next to the Hercules high rise, but it's also in the corner of the Midtown Brandywine neighborhood, which is a 70 to 100 year old community with very, very narrow streets and very, very close knit community. Residents there got upset as soon as they heard that Free Area was moving in. They've got a lot of concerns. They're worried about traffic. Free Area is suggesting that the children will come to school via DART buses, but the DART buses would drop them off either at Rodney Square or on Washington Street, so they'd have to walk a couple of blocks to the school. The neighbors are saying, well, that's really not going to happen, especially on rainy days and cold days. They're expecting parents to drive the kids to school, and that's going to really congest these streets. So the neighbors have a lot of concerns with the traffic and the location. The state's charter school office has essentially said it doesn't really matter. The location, as far as we're concerned, is okay as long as Free Area complies with all of the educational guidelines, its finances are in order, and so on. It's okay with us. The residents aren't quite buying that, but they're really not quite sure where to go. There's some confusion as to exactly what the status is over any needed construction permits and variances and the like with the Wilmington City government. Nobody has quite gotten to the bottom of that, but right now, it appears that Free Area is going to be able to go ahead, and they're optimistic about meeting their enrollment projections as well.
You mentioned earlier the only one that's opening downstate, First State Military Academy, seems to be doing well in terms of drawing students. They may actually even have a waiting list.
Yeah.
Is the apparent success they're having in getting set up an indication that the near-term future for charter growth does make more sense, as we talked a little bit about last week, in Kent and Sussex County at this point?
I think that's pretty much true. How much growth there is in Kent and Sussex, not quite sure, but it's fairly clear that the Newcastle market is not necessarily totally tapped out, but they've got enough schools there, and with the new schools that are starting that still have to fill up, there's not a whole lot of momentum right now for more charters in Newcastle County. There seems to be, from what I hear from charter school advocates anyway, an opportunity and an interest to develop more charters downstate. The only two charter high schools at this point are the Early College High School in Dover and the new First State Military Academy. So you've got those two in Kent County. In Sussex, you've got essentially an arts and sciences middle school. So there's room there for some more growth.
Working in the background, assisting a lot of these new charters, is an organization called Innovative Schools. What can you tell us about them?
Innovative Schools is an interesting organization. They got started back in 2002, essentially as a loan guarantor. Innovative Schools was formed when the Rodell Foundation and the Welfare Foundation and the Longwood Foundation and MBNA got together, created a pool of funds that was used to guarantee a loan so that Newark Charter could move ahead with its construction. Innovative Schools evolved over time and got into a number of things, assisting charter schools, doing back office operations for them, running a number of other programs, teacher training, the Delaware Leadership Project, which is my principal training alternate route to certification program that was originally funded through the Race to the Top grant. So they got to know all of these things, providing services to both traditional and charter schools. And starting in this past fall, they're actually providing full service management, back office, and also having one person on staff at two charter schools, the Early College High School down at Delaware State and Academia Antonio Alonso in the Community Education Building in Wilmington. Next year, they're going to provide the same services for Delaware Met and for First State Military. And the following year, they will add to their portfolio the Mapleton at Whitehall Elementary School, which is in Lower Newcastle County, and the Delaware STEM Academy, which is going to be set up somewhere south of Wilmington, between Wilmington and Newcastle. So at that point, they'll have six schools that they will be essentially providing not only back office services, but they will have a person on the school staff as the operations manager, essentially making sure that everything goes well in the building. building, you know, other than what's actually going on in the classrooms. So that's pretty much where the history of innovative schools.
You mentioned also that Innovative Schools has been responsible for bringing some new instructional models into Delaware. How might that play into the future of charter schools?
They've got the new tech model, which is going to be used at First State Military, and has also been adopted at Seaford High School, a traditional high school. There's a concept called big picture learning, which is very project oriented, and that is something that is going to be used at Delaware Met, whose curriculum and academic program is also going to be heavily involved with internships, students spending 2 days a week interning with Wilmington businesses. And then you've got that early college high school concept where students have the opportunity to earn a lot of college credits, which is in place at Delaware State. And some traditional schools are also working on that, and Innovative Schools has helped them get started, too. In addition to that, you've got Freire, the new school, which offers a program that includes 2 extra years of instruction in English language arts and in mathematics, so the kids who are behind have an opportunity to catch up. Great Oaks Charter's signature specialty is that it promises to give students 2 hours daily one-on-one tutoring. So all of these new charter schools have something different about their curriculum, something that you will not find in a traditional high school, and the same is with most of the charters at the elementary level. The opportunity here, especially with these new programs, the new schools, and as they grow and fill up over the next couple of years, is we're really going to have a chance to see how well these innovative approaches work. And, you know, hey, if we find out that giving students 2 hours a day of one-on-one tutoring, as Great Oaks is proposing, or that the big picture learning concept that will be in place at Delaware Met helps students get a better understanding of what they're learning by bringing English, math, and science and social studies together as they do their projects. If these things really work and help students learn better, or help them increase their achievement, then we've got a good justification for going and saying, let's replicate these in the traditional high schools, which has been something that's always been the promise of charters but has never really been executed in Delaware.
Our thanks to Larry Nagengast for his time again this week. His piece on Delaware's next wave of charters and the Innovative Schools Organization is available right now at DelawarePublicMedia.org. Up next on our arts playlist, we learn about an exhibition that started at the Delaware Center for Contemporary Arts and is now headed to New York City. But first, the latest local news from Delaware Public Media.